Yesterday, I posed the question to you, are you ready to send your grade 7s and 12s back to school come the 1st of June? That is what the Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, has on the cards. And today we got a little bit more detail around what will happen in Gauteng specifically in regard to the reopening of schools. And of course, that was part of the media briefing that the Premier, David Makura, gave. The Gauteng Education MEC, Paneza Lesufi, reassuring parents that children won't go back to school on the 1st of June if the schools are not fully compliant with COVID-19 regulations. The MEC joins us right now. Good afternoon to you, MEC. Thank you very much for making yourself available this afternoon. I see that you've made it quite clear that if there is no personal protective gear, or if the amount that is required hasn't arrived, if the sanitation products that are required have not arrived, that there will be no school for children in Gauteng.
Definitely, John, because that is very important. Approach of Gauteng is that safety first, that we are guided by safety, but we are opening schools for everyone. And when I'm saying we are opening schools for everyone, it means we are packaging the reopening of schools to accommodate all parents. Those that want their children to be in class, we've outlined what we're going to do. Those who say we can't take the risk and take our children to school, we want to do homeschooling, we are opening registration for homeschooling. But they must know what homeschooling is all about, what is expected of them. Those who are saying, my children are sick and I don't want to expose them, we are also opening for them and we are outlining how for them. And those parents that are saying, I try to continue learning online or using e-learning method, we are
MEC, this is a bit of a bad line to you. Let's put you back and get a better line, because I'm just concerned that we're missing some really important points that you're making. I want to learn a little bit more about this, because I find this very interesting. So the MEC, what he's been saying to us is that if parents feel that they are not comfortable sending their children to school, the option of homeschooling exists. But of course, one does need to go through the registration process, and I'd be keen to know exactly what that entails. MEC, I see we've got you back on the line to us. Won't you please just give us a few more details about this registration for homeschooling and essentially what it entails? I mean, when you register, for example, are you given the information that is required in order for parents and children to continue their learning at home?
Yeah, definitely. We are ramping up the homeschooling as well, because we believe there will be parents that will need homeschooling. So we are ramping up a strengthening that team, and we'll issue the registration forms. It's supposed to close now in July, so we're extending it to end of September, so that those parents that believe that they want homeschooling, we can support them, and we'll give them the forms, the information, and we'll also explain to them how homeschooling is working. But those that want to come to bring their children to our schools, we've also explained that we've got 7 points. The first point is that it's the principal that must arrive first to collect the PPEs, but before the principal also takes the PPEs, is tested, and then the PPEs are then given to the principal. The principal then hands over to the SMT, that is the senior management team of the school. That process has already concluded. Now, now waiting for the arrival of teachers, which is supposed to be on Monday, but we are saying the principal must be the one that calls teachers. So if the PPEs for teachers have arrived, then from Monday, the principal will call teachers to say, I've received your PPEs, then you can come. Then the following Monday is the PPEs for learners and the principal. So we're going to do it that way. And then we're having an open day. So we can't say to parents, we are ready. We're giving parents permission on the 31st, that is on an eve of the or before the opening of school. Right. Parents have the right now to visit our schools, to check if everything is indeed ready. What we are saying, whether it's there. When we say there will be social distancing, whether it's there. When we say the desk have been moved from 2 learners from a desk to 1 learner per desk, is it there? But learners will get sanitizers, are the sanitizers are there? When you say learners will be screened, are the screeners there and everything? So we're going to do that aspect so that parents can. But we are saying the presentation have put as Gauteng today to say we are ready to open our schools. It must not be the product of government. It must be a product of South Africans. So we are also making the presentation of our readiness public and are calling for public comments, because there might be things that we're not aware, that parents are aware, so that that document can be criticized and parents can say, add this or subtract this or strengthen here. We're giving that from next week, Monday until Friday, and over the weekend then we'll incorporate the views and ensure that when we reopen the schools, everyone is happy. That's the proposal that we have. But I can tell you, the teachers that are above the age of 60, or from 55 to 65, identified them as a risk. we are now individually interviewing them, whether they want to come back or not. And if they don't come back, we are bringing substitute teachers. So there is a protocol manual on everything, on scholar transport, on school nutrition, teacher behavior, teacher conduct, learner behavior, learner conduct, even the learners. Every teacher, before they start to teach their subject, it can be accounting, the first 5 minutes must be to explain COVID. What is COVID? Why we're here? Why is it important? Why is it important for learners to always wear their mask? No touching, no change of borrowing of rulers and ballpoints. And so every teacher will drill that message for children understand the new order. And every morning, before learners come inside the school premises, they're going to be screened. They will fall in the queue. No one just allow everyone. So there's only one entrance and one exit in all our schools now.
Right. Emisi, this is quite important. I want to ask you for the details of this, because I believe it's not just teachers doing screenings at school, that there will be GPs in the townships to do this screening. Is that correct?
We've appointed 7,000 youth brigades for school that will be doing all this thing of screening, social distancing, and observing everything.
Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon. Banyaza Lesufi, he is the Gauteng Education MEC.